Deputy ministers have resolved after a three-day orientation to support their ministers to deliver on President Mahama's Better Ghana agenda. Seasoned resource persons took the deputy ministers through intensive session to enhance their efficiency. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations Felix Kwachi Ofosu relayed the information at the daily media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra. The retreat also saw the launch of the Code of Conduct for ministers and political appointees. Pascal Adadewo reports.
For about a week now, ministers and deputy ministers have been at the Betuasi Lodge in the Eastern Region for an intensive orientation, primarily to reiterate their roles and responsibilities as frontliners of the NDC government. The sessions were chaired and co-chaired by President John Mahama, Vice President Kwesi Bekwemisa Arthur, and very experienced resource persons. The retreat also witnessed the launch of a code of ethics for ministers and political appointees. Even though there are a number of codes of ethics for public officials, President Mahama stated during the launch that those codes are not mutually exclusive as they will complement each other. The Code of Ethics places greater responsibility on political appointees to work in the ambit of responsibility, accountability and transparency as their performance is being monitored. Ongoing under the NDC government is a performance contract, which is a reality check for political office holders to think outside the box and work the talk. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations Felix Kwachi Ofosu says the orientation sessions were worth the while, and as deputy ministers, they are poised to deliver on the vision of President John Mahama.
Following from the orientation seminar, deputy ministers would be in a position to offer the sort of support that His Excellency envisages will be required to move his agenda forward. And government is encouraged by the response and the outputs of deputy ministers at the orientation summit. And it is anticipated that this would reflect in the sort of performance that they put up. This forms part of a series of measures that His Excellency has instituted to ensure that the highest standards of performance are exacted from all government appointees.
Felix Kwachi Ofosu also admitted that the sessions were eye-openers.
Deputy ministers all this while have not been in doubt about what is required of them, but the events of the last 3 days have imbued them with a greater sense of urgency, a greater sense of purpose, and we have obtained deeper insight into the requirements of the office. We have been taken through various scenarios, various paradigms, and we have also benefited from the experience of people who have occupied the office before and people who have in the past engaged in some of the most remarkable transformation that this country has witnessed.
When asked if the 3 days were adequate for the orientation, the deputy minister said time constraints could not allow for more days, but in all, the sessions were intensive and the time was well utilized.
That was Pascal Ngandadevo's report.